In your mind, what are the important election issues?
See, this is, I don't know. I don't know anything.
So one of the issues you mentioned was education. Do you have any other important election issues that you're thinking of?
As of right now, I think that education is the only one I've really been paying attention to, because I have, you know, younger siblings that are in high school right now, and they're talking about year-round schooling, and that'll affect them. And I think that, you know, as well as year-round schooling, I think one of the candidates also mentioned raising the age of dropout for high school. Everyone has to stay until they're 18, I think, is one of the issues. And I don't know, I think that there should be more candidates that offer similar views, so we could have a more well-rounded opinion about what's going on with education.
Public education, healthcare. Obviously, nowadays, same-sex marriage is on the table, and it's a big voting issue. And I think that that's something that candidates should make clear in their platform.
I also think workers' rights and the whole poverty issue in Toronto should be dealt with.
Yeah.
I think that issues regarding healthcare are absolutely essential. Right now it's a disaster where it's left at. I think privatization, we need to relook at what the Conservative Party has done. And I also think that education is absolutely essential. But that's also a big mess over the last few years, and it needs to be relooked at.
Healthcare funding, certainly. I mean, it's... the emergency room waiting list is ridiculous right now, and our healthcare is declining steadily, surely very steadily, and it's very bad.
Funding for education, healthcare, social issues such as welfare, funding for people who are disabled, and education. Again.
Okay, definitely affordable housing. Maybe I would like to see some lower tuition rates, and right now those are the big ones to me.
Do you think
they affect me? That's why.